Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Highly successful and efficient people all have one thing in common. They all read, or at least listen. Now listeners of the show can get a free audiobook when you sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible. You can keep the book even if you decide to cancel. Go to audible.blueboxdigital.com to sign up today. And now, on with the show. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Think Outside the Blue Box podcast. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital. And welcome to the podcast. This is a space for creative people to kind of tell their story and inspire other people, other creatives in the area to kind of follow their dreams, follow their journey and what they're meant to do. And today I'm featuring an award-winning producer here in the Tampa Bay area, Chriso.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Young Chriso.
It's up, man.
Thank you for joining me, man.
Love, bro. Yeah. Appreciate you for having me, G.
Absolutely, yes, man. Yeah. Thank you for reaching out. I know.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You saw Franco on here.
I said, what I said. Now, I did my research. And I'm like, yeah, I got to tap in with bro. See what he's doing.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, ever since I posted his interview, I've been getting a lot of people reaching out.
Popular dude. What do you say? shout out Frank, man.
He's a good guy, man. Yeah, he's so good.
Good spirit.
Yeah.
For sure.
A big heart, too, man.
Facts, man.
He's a good guy. So, Chriso, man, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Music producer, musician. Entrepreneur,
jack of all trades,
man.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
So you produce?
Yes, sir. Make beats. Some people call it beat maker, producer, whatever y'all want to call it. You know.
Nice.
You know, I put stuff together, man. I put music together. So.
Nice.
Yes, sir. I used to rap, but like the last year and some change, I focused on like just mainly producing, making beats, tapping in with artists and. Kind of like being behind the scene, but still building my brand at the same time. So
okay, what made you stop rapping?
Just really my gut feeling.
Yeah,
I say it was just time for me to just. I don't know if I'll ever pick the mic back up, but I know when I started getting that feeling, like okay, let me focus on producing more. I had to follow my gut, so that's what I stand on. Like if you got a gut feeling, follow it, especially if it's not nothing bad, you know.
Yeah.
Because really, what happened was I had went platinum, like, November 2020. So,
okay.
So I posted it, and the reaction was crazy. I'm talking about, like, 500 comments, over 500 likes. Just, nice. you know, crazy for me.
Yeah.
I don't get that type of love as a rapper. So I just started peeping that people gravitated more to that side. So I kind of just
to the beat.
Was like. So let me focus on that with the attention that bring the money.
Yeah.
People don't realize, you know, you got to take advantage of the attention. So that's really what I did. I took advantage of the attention that I got when I had posted that I went platinum. So that's really the reason why I kind of, because I already was feeling it. So that kind of just like put the icing on the cake with it. So.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You went platinum, you said?
Yeah, I went platinum. Yeah.
Which record?
Kodak Black, Identity Theft. I co-produced that with Ripper on the beat. Shout out Kodak Black. Shout out Ripper. You know, that was on Dying to Live album that dropped in 2018.
Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
And that was the same year where I really started, like, taking it serious, because I've been doing music, like, since, like, a jit.
Yeah.
But I was making beats since, like, 13. I'm turning 24 next week, so.
Oh, wow. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute, OG. So. But I really ain't even, he said, OG.
OG.
no cap. But I really, you know, started taking it serious, like, towards, like, the middle of 2018. And that's when I started showcasing myself on the gram, doing keyboard videos. I was still rapping, too, but I always showed people that I was musical, like, with the beats and all that,
that's
too.
That's where you specialize.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's why I tell people, like, when you do something, you know, show it off. And whatever catch, that's the one that you go with. Even if you want to do everything else, like, see what people like. You know, sometimes people just go based off of, like, what they want to do. Yeah. But sometimes you got to take advantage of that, of the attention. So,
yeah, you got to see, you got to test it out.
Yeah,
test the water, see what hits, and just kind of concentrate your efforts on that.
See what the people like. So,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome, man. So, who have you produced for?
So far, Kodak Black, Rod Wave, Project Youngin, Bigger Rankin, there's so many. LA the GOAT.
Wow, man.
Road Boy.
You're killing it.
Chameleon. Lil Papa. It's a big list, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So do you kind of stick with the same genre?
Pretty much. Like, I done tapped into like R&B, Spanish, or, you know, whatever the genre is for that type of music, Latino. Yeah. So I know everybody got a different name for it, but gospel. Really, I could do everything,
yeah,
bro.
Jack,
I ain't
even
gonna lie to you. Yeah, I could do everything pretty much. Like, even like to like the lyrical type of rapping, mm-hmm. like the New York old school type of vibes. I'll be on that too. So
nice.
Yeah. Really, whatever like artists I work with, I tend to what they like. So I can really do anything, bro. And that's from, like, knowing how to play the keyboard first before anything, before beats. I was a musician.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so you already know.
I already know, yeah.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Do you do everything yourself?
Yeah. Like as far as what? Like,
do you have a studio that you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my own setup. I go to studios. I recently just got, like, tapped in with, like, a studio in Tampa. Like, Tampa Clearwater, kind of. So... That's going to be, like, my home studio kind of. But, yeah, I've always had my own stuff since a jit. Like, my people invested into me, like,
nice.
So. Because they seen it, I was serious about it. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what I tell young, like, the youngins and the jits. Like, if you feel like your people ain't supporting you, and you, like, 14, 15, 13, whatever, like, you got to show them that you serious. Like, and once they see that you love it, then, like, on Christmas, they'll probably get you, like, a little, you know, keyboard or whatever, like whatever you want to do. So, and like really the investments I got like was over the years, and then of course eventually as I got older, I started getting my own little stuff here and there, like a beat machine here and there, or you know, like a cord or something, you know,
yeah,
whatever,
a little bit at a time,
to contribute. Yeah, so yeah, shout out to my parents for sure.
Nice.
They definitely
so they
invested.
Supported you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's good, man. So let's take it back. Where are you from?
Tampa, Florida. Born and raised
813. Nice. That's why your IG is ChrisO813.
813, yes, sir. Yeah, I rep it, man, for sure.
Bag,
yeah, I was actually, I was born in Progress Village, the south side. Then I grew up on the north side of Tampa, and that's pretty much where I've been, like, since. So,
okay.
Yes, sir.
You haven't lived anywhere else?
No. I done been other places, but, yeah. Like, as far as, like, staying and live, Tampa all my life.
That's a good area, man.
Yes, sir.
Especially now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
there's
like
there's a lot of talent coming here.
It's a lot of underrated like places, people, mm-hmm. all type of stuff out here. Like you can get something new every week.
Yeah.
For sure. I just got something new on the way here. So
nice.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. No, this, and I think I've talked about this in the podcast before. Tampa is blowing up, man.
For
sure. The music industry, just
sports.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just Tampa is getting put on the map.
For sure. Yeah, no cap, man.
Yeah, that's good for us, man. That's good.
it's only gonna get bigger too. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of trying to ride the wave too, man.
Yeah, like, catch on, man. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's why I started the podcast. I think you and I talked about this before, but mm-hmm. Yeah, like I saw all this talent, all this stuff going on, man. And there's not a lot of podcasts here. Yeah, there's not a lot of like featuring
lie.
And.
It ain't a lot of consistent podcasts.
Yeah.
Like it'd be like, and you know, that's the thing. Like when you're doing this, you got to be, and that go for everybody. Music, consistency is key. I believe in that. So, you know, that's really what it is. Like it have been a lot of people that started podcasts, but they ain't been consistent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've read an article online earlier this week that said most podcasts don't make it past episode 10.
Wow, bro.
And for you, homie, this is number 11.
Ooh,
so.
Big respect. You already beating the odds,
yeah,
bro.
Man,
yes, sir.
Already. And I have a few more episodes. So
respect.
In the pipeline.
Yes,
I got Pusha Preem coming
oh,
this week.
Shout out
Pusha. Two-way, yeah.
2AG.
Yeah, he's sure. coming in this week.
That's bro. So. That's brother.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, ever since I started posting the stuff, all you guys been reaching out to me and giving me some love.
So we like the quality, man.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Real recognized, real, bro. For life. Yeah.
And like you said, the consistency, man. And I've been trying to stay consistent. You know, I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to get enough guests to know you come in here and for me to stay consistent.
Yeah, bro. It's only going to get better too, bro. Just keep going, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's just the beginning, man.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning.
Big time, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about your story, man. Like, what got you into music?
So when I was a jit, like, baby, like, 1 and 2, I used to beat on pots and pans in my grandma's house in the village. Like, I'm talking about flipping it over, getting spoons and toys and just beating. And then I was doing it at daycare too. I went to daycare in Claremel, Miss Jennifer. And she used to like tell my mom, like, Chris, he a good boy, but he always turning everything to a drum set. Like,
yeah, he's always beating
everything. So really, like, that's where my people, like, they peep, like, okay, he gonna do music. Yeah. Then my grandma, she had a piano in the house too. And, like, she used to tell my mom, like, he gonna play it, like, before she passed away. So I used to be beating on it and, like, just, like, I'm talking about, I already had the formation and all that before I could even really play. So,
yeah.
So, like, that's really when everybody peeped, like, okay, yeah, he gonna do music because I already had the form, like, and the love for it. So, and then, like, church, I played in church too, like, I played music in church. I played music in school. I did music in high school.
Any instruments? Just the drums?
Really, I started on the drums. Then in elementary school, I was doing like the mallets, the guitar. I was on the drums.
Guitar too?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I ain't souped up like I am on the keyboard, but I could do a little 1-2. But after all that, that's when I started, like, gravitating to the piano. And I really only did the piano because, like, in our church, we had a whole bunch of drummers. But we didn't have, like, a lot of piano players. So, really, I was, like, really one of the only ones besides Pops who could really play. So, when I tapped in on it, I just stayed consistent, listened to, like, my teachers who was teaching me and stuff, like, different musicians from out of town, Jacob, Carlos. So, like, really, I just took what they taught me, ran with it, and that's pretty much what I've been doing ever since, you know, so.
Yeah, man, that's the journey, bro. Like, you pick up little bits and pieces here and there, it eventually meshes together.
Put it together, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's magic.
Yes, sir.
It's magic. So then, from there, what made you start producing? Or you said you started rapping first, right?
Yeah, well, okay. So, I was playing music, like, as a musician. Mm-hmm. Then I started rapping. Then I started making beats on the piano. Like, okay, like, so in church, you got, like, click tracks. So, like, sometimes, like, say, like, we play a song in church, you could put, like, a track with it. So I used to do the track, like, on the piano. So that was really, like, my first step to, like, making beats without me even realizing it. So then I used to just I don't know. I just started peeping like that I'm making beats. Because at first, to me, it was just tracks. Like, okay, I'll make a track for the song in church and we'll play with it to make it sound like more cool, I guess, or whatever. So that's really how I started. I was making beats right on my piano. And then, of course, like, as I got older, I upgraded to the laptop, MIDI piano. And, you know, it's just been elevation since, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. For sure.
For the past couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
You said one time?
You said it again, bro?
You said you started what year?
I want to say when I was 13.
Okay.
Yeah, officially. Because that's around the time I started, like, playing the piano, too. Yeah. So, like, while I was doing it, I was trying to do cool stuff to make me stand out. So, we'll make, like, tracks. Like, say, like, I'll record, like, some piano, and I play it. Like, I'll record that, then I'll play another piano on top of it during service to make it sound more cool. Nice. Like, you know, so.
You started experimenting.
That's really how I started, for real. Like, I was really making beats in the middle of church without even realizing. So that just, like, carried over to, like, you know, hip-hop and all that stuff too. So
yeah. Who was the first artist that you work with?
First artist, I ain't gonna lie, probably my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents, they both sing, so they don't like, they not like heavy on it no mm-hmm. more, but like, we had there like a CD and all that, so they really were like the first artist, like official artist that I really worked with. And then of course I was rapping too, so mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of my own stuff.
It's good practice.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, for real. That's what really made me like sharp, like doing it myself, and then yeah. just growing the confidence. Cause I was even like, at a certain point, I was still getting beats off YouTube because I ain't have confidence in my own beats, so I had to build that and grow that. So
yeah,
you know. But I mean, as far as like rappers in Tampa, I say the first few artists that I was really like working with, like locked in with, was like LA the Gold, Road Boy. Like really the ones who popping right now. Really yeah. them boys. I ain't gonna lie. Them the ones who I first like locked in with, I say.
From the beginning.
Yeah, from the jump. Like from when they first started rapping.
Nice. For real. So, wow. Yeah. That's why I said you're the OG, man.
No cap. That's how some people see it. I don't always see it like that. No. But for sure, man. Yeah. No cap.
That's awesome, man. Tell me about your award.
Oh, the plaque. Okay,
the
so.
The plaque.
Yeah, so really, you know, that's a million albums sold off of, the song was on the album, so, you know, when the whole album go platinum, the song's on it go platinum too, so that's how that happened. Really, my homeboy, he told me about it. I ain't even know about it, because I guess he seen it, like, on the internet that the album went platinum, so that's when I went, you know, checked the credits and all that.
So you didn't even know?
Yeah, I ain't even know at first, I promise. Oh, man. Because we had went gold before that, so yeah. I had knew about the gold, but, you know, that's gold. But when you go platinum.
Platinum is different.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Now we finna go diamond next. So that's the plan. Grammys, diamond, Billboard Awards, all that. So.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
I always say I'm gonna make it to the Oscars one day.
Yeah, bro. All that, man. Yes, sir. For sure. Yeah. You gotta speak it. Like,
yeah.
Self-belief. And like believing what you say, like not just saying it and feeling like, you know, oh, it might happen. Like you gotta really believe yeah. that. Stand on what you what
yeah,
you.
That's the secret, man. If you believe it enough,
so believe
you make it a reality.
No cap, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you gotta stay consistent, you gotta hit it hard, and you know, it's all about that hard work, man.
No
it's all
cap.
About that grind.
Yeah. Consistency, I'll always stand on that. Like I feel like that's been like my main thing since the year mm-hmm. started. Like just like being consistent, like the whole month of February, bro, I was posting beats every single day.
Every day.
Yeah. Every day. No cap, bro.
Yeah, and like, some of them blow up, some of them don't, but it's that consistency,
yeah,
man.
Consistency, yeah.
Yeah, because that one is going to hit and then
you just repeat.
Blow up, yeah.
Yeah, do it all over again. That's really the sauce, like staying consistent. And then, like, once you see when something hit, do it again. Like, don't let it hit and then be like, sitting back like you the godfather, you Scarface, and you just chilling with a cigar. Like
that's it, I'm done.
Do it again. Like, you know, but it depends on what people want to. Like, that's why, like, when I'm working with different rappers, I be asking them, like, what do you actually want? Like, that's what I be telling them, like. And, like, they'll say, some will say, like, they in it for the long run. Some will say, I'm just doing it just because. So, you know, it's just all about what a person wants. Some people might just want to hit one milestone and then be done with it.
It's not for everybody either.
It ain't. Not the long run.
Yeah.
Because, well, I done gave out so much free work just in the beginning, just getting my name out there, like, you know. So you got to be willing sometimes to build your name up before you can go to charging people and doing all that kind of stuff. Like, people don't believe in building their brand.
And they want to make it straight to the top.
Want
to
make it straight to the top. Want to charge somebody $1 million off rip on the first day. It don't work like that. You got to build your brand. Like, you know, truth be told, bro, like when it come to Gucci and like compared to like Champion or something like that or Nike, really the only difference is the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the material be about the same.
Yeah.
In some cases, you know, you could take a shirt, but you put that Gucci stamp on the shirt. Now it's worth even more just because of the brand. So you got to make sure your brand is.
You got to build that brand.
It's about the brand. I can make a simple beat, but just because it's my beat, people will go crazy compared to somebody who don't got no name or, like, you know, not got no brand that they building.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, I don't want that beat. I want Chris O beat. Mind you, the beat about the same.
Yeah.
But it's about the brand. Yeah. Though, so.
It's It's about putting your name on there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. Adding value to, value to your own name. It's funny you say that about doing free work, because in the beginning, when I started Blue Box, I did a lot of free like music videos and stuff just to get my portfolio, you know, because I had nothing. So I knew that I had the skill set, but I didn't have anything to show. So I was like, come in here,
bro. You gotta build like, up. Yeah,
yeah, I'll make you a video. Let's go.
Like, just to get your name out there. And like, once you do that, you know, they tell their friends come, you charge them.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I did with my beats. I take like the people in the city that I seen that was like popular or whatever, I throw them a beat and I sit back and just like let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it
plant
hit
that seed,
plant the seed, and then they homeboys and they rap friends start coming to me like, I want a beat. When they come to me, I'm like, okay, let's talk business.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's you know, it's supply and demand. You build a demand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, yes, and sir. Everybody has that talent, man. Everybody has that talent that people want, and you just gotta you know, hit it so hard that you perfect it so much. I've said this before. Like, find something you love to do, and then do it so well that people are gonna gladly pay you for
it. No cap, like, man, love what you do. Mm-hmm. Like, find something you love and monetize it. Because if you love to do it, it ain't really going to feel like you're working.
Exactly. And it shows, too, in your work.
It shows,
when
man.
When you love what you do, it really shows, like, the qualities.
Yeah, they be on my head about that. Because, like, when I make beats, sometimes I be like...
Yeah.
I be in the zone. They be on my head, though. I be seeing them. But, you know, that's the love. I've been doing that since legit. Like, you know, that's... Every musician know, like, about the infamous head nod.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do it. When you're in the studio with rappers... Everybody know if it's jamming, you gotta.
That's how you know it's good.
That's how you know. For sure, yeah.
No, that's awesome, man.
Yes, sir.
So, any stories from your childhood, man? Like any crazy projects you worked on?
Like in music, like so far, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just been moving.
Yeah.
Like. I just be doing whatever sometimes, like, when it comes to the music, like...
Whatever comes along.
Yeah, like, I'm real big on just, like, tapping in with everybody. Like, it ain't just Tampa. Like, I done tapped in with people from Atlanta, people from Orlando, New York. Just really, like, just growing and building. Like, so, really, to tell you the truth, bro, I don't even really, like, so far, bro, it ain't even really been, like, a specific thing. Like, okay, we working on this project. And then this project, it really just be like a whole bunch of stuff at one time.
Yeah.
Since 2018,
it's
bro.
A variety.
It's been like from interviews to making beats for people to pulling up on people making beats to at one point me rapping at the same time doing everything. So really, I feel like more so recently is now when I'm trying to get like more structured, like have like, okay, this project I'm working on. Then this, just like something every month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, I want to say like last year, the year before that, bro, I really was just working.
Yeah. Just whatever came along.
Just whatever, like just growing. And then of course, like through that, like I learned like different things, like learned like how to market, how to build myself, how to make myself look more than what I probably am. But to the media eyes, you'll think like, I done had people real deal ask me, like, man, how much money you got? Because it look like you, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you can really make yourself look more than, not saying that you don't got nothing, but just saying, like, you can make yourself always look bigger than what it is.
You got to.
It's manipulation, bro. It's really marketing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
And then, really, it's manifesting.
Because
if I'm showing richness and wealthness, that's probably, you know,
that's what you're attract.
This is what, boom.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, yeah. You attract what you project. Yeah, you
hit it on the nail, bro. I ain't have to finish it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And that's I think we've talked about this before, but
yes, sir.
That's why the podcast exists, man, is that I'm trying to attract that, you know. You know, make those networks, make those connections with the people that, you know, in the area that
man,
they got the same mindset, dude. Because it's hard to find people that You already know.
And I don't underestimate nobody. Like, that's why I was willing to work with, like, Road Boy, LA, T9, whoever, because, you know, you got to trust your gut. If your gut telling you, like, okay, this person talented, he might go somewhere. Connect yourself with it, because when they go up, you go up.
Exactly.
That's what people don't realize. It'd be a lot of people living in the city sometimes who they be on some dolo. You know, I don't need nobody. I don't want to work with nobody. I don't want to collaborate with nobody.
They can only go so high.
I went platinum off collaborating.
Nice.
You know, that was a collaborator. You know, me and Ripper tapped in. We did the beat. You know, it grew. And then even, like, you know, other producers in the city too who I done tapped in with and collaborated with. We done got some stuff with major artists too just off of doing stuff. Like, you know, me and my boy Taylor, we dropped a melody kit together. Well, we did all the keys, all the stuff. You know, we done got some stuff off of that. So
I love collaborations, man. Really? Frankie and I were talking about that on his episode where it's like when you bring two people together, it's like both of their styles kind of mesh together, and it's like, it's magic, dude. It's kind of like a recipe. Yeah. Like, you're cooking something, and it's like you're bringing something, I'm bringing something, and we just kind of throw it in the pot, and it's magic. It comes out dope.
Yep. And like, you know, it's the mindset of, like, I ain't always big on, like, I ain't gonna say charging people, but a lot of times if I feel like we can make money together, let's do that. If we can make money together, me and you, we don't gotta worry about, like, oh man, pay me for this, pay me for that. We making the money coming to both of us 50-50, so we getting money. We ain't out here charging each other. You know, but of course, like, you got business relationships, you got different type of relationships when it comes to that. So that's why they call it a partnership, business relationship.
Yeah.
Whatever ship you on.
Yeah. All the ships.
All the ships. Look out.
Damn, man. So you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
For sure. For sure. And that's only because, like, I done tapped into, like since I've been doing music, like, I done tapped into, like, barbering. I went to school for barbering, got my license. So I cut hair on the side still. So really that, I tapped into, like, doing cover art, artwork.
You're just a creative dude, man.
All around, bro. Nice. All around. Even, like, right now, like, I'm about to, my plan now is to, like, go, like, to, like, performances and stuff like that. Like, doing that more, like, because I already pretty much do it, like, on the internet. So really, I've been building that, and, like, pretty soon, bro, I'm gonna be doing, like, my own concerts. Like, people just come out, you know, I have a band with me, like, my own band.
Hell yeah.
And, like, you know, we just do it like that. Sometimes we'll bring an artist, play for them, you know. So, cause that's fun to me now. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I've been making beats since I told you, like, I've been making beats since 13, about to be 24. So it's like the beats kind of getting boring. I still do it because it's too easy. But,
and you're good at it.
Yeah, you know, I'm good at it. but of course, like, I want to monetize what's fun to me too. So that's
diversify too, man. No, you gotta have multiple streams of income.
That's what it's about, man. Yeah. That's how these boys get rich, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Having
those passive income streams.
There you go, man.
Yeah, man. Just put some stuff out there. I just applied to get some sponsors on the podcast. So hopefully soon I'll be able to monetize.
Yes, sir. Maybe. It will,
I want to get to, like, at least like 20 episodes. Once I get to the 20th, then I'm going to monetize.
You will, bro. You got the quality. You got the you know what I'm saying, the brand. You got it laid out, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's gonna work out for sure.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Highly successful and efficient people all have one thing in common. They all read, or at least listen. Now listeners of the show can get a free audiobook when you sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible. You can keep the book even if you decide to cancel. Go to audible.blueboxdigital.com to sign up today. And now, on with the show. And it's because guys like you, man. Guys like you just coming on and just, you know.
Oh, bro. Wait until you get 2AG. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm a good dude. That's the man right there for sure.
He's actually been in here before for a different podcast. There's a different podcast that shoots here.
Oh, say less. Okay. Here, yeah. Oh, I think I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually how I met him.
Got you. Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's why I look similar. Kinda. Yeah. Okay, got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you. Okay.
They wanted to shoot with the blue and black too, so that's why it looks very similar.
That's dope, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That's probably what caught my attention the most. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
That's why you chose that time.
Yeah. No cap. No cap, bro. Yeah. You gotta match the drip.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
You gotta represent the blue box.
For sure, for sure. Yes, sir, yes, sir. And then starting with the merch too. Like I'm getting all that right too. So clothing brand, really, Nipsey Hussle inspired me to like wanna like do clothes too. And I always kinda been into like fashion. I was never like geeked out about it, but I definitely like dressing good, especially for females and stuff like nice. That. Occasions and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely wanna like,
I think the merch is definitely important merch, for your branding, bro. Man.
For
yeah,
sure.
And I think we're entering a space now where like the branding are no longer companies. Like people are having personal
people.
Brands. Like, this is my brand, right? Like
boom.
This is my personal brand. You got your personal brand, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's like, and we support each other. Like, yep. I'll buy your merch, you buy my merch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo.
That's the way it should be, man.
Put it in stores.
Yeah.
You know, I be seeing, I seen Priceless Scott. She got her brand with her sister. They be doing like the pop-up, like the pop-up shops and stuff like that.
Nice. You know, yeah, see, I'd rather support a local artist like that.
For sure.
Wear their stuff instead of like Nike or something.
Man.
Like, it's not paying me at all.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I got to get some of Priceless merch too, but
yeah.
I got a lot of like just people stuff in my closet, like
yeah.
Q-Fold, Trop, my homie Birch.
Yeah, I got people.
Yeah, my homie AJ, he got his brand. I got. Yeah,
nice.
It's, you look at my closet, it's a whole, you'll say like, man, who searches
like, this?
Yeah, like, and I tap them in, I say, hey, yeah. That's my people stuff right here in the city.
Yeah,
you know,
you gotta represent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I go out in public, I'd rather advertise, you know, an artist, like somebody that I know personally, you
for
know,
sure.
Like, because a lot of people ask me, like, what is that? You know, what logo is
you'll
that?
You'll be surprised, man. Yeah. I had a dude when I had got out the car. I had one somewhere before this, but the dude was like staring at my sweater, and I was like, at first I'm thinking, but then it clicked in my head, like, okay, like he liked the design or whatever. Shout out my boy Mo Art. He had put this together for me.
Nice.
The logo, so it's only gonna get better. And this just the prototype. I ain't even really. I just been like experimenting
and
stuff like that. So I think I kind of want to do like the polo type of thing too. So I'm a. It's gonna be cool, man. When it all come together, it's gonna be dope. Nice. I'm gonna have the photo shoot, the models. I'm talking about
the whole nine.
Every female got to be beautiful too. Nice. I'm talking about and then
that represent your brand.
That represent the brand. The dudes, they got to be fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I might have somebody in a hole in a stack of money. You know, it's all about imaging and branding and stuff. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what you want to put out there.
Yeah, big time, man.
That's awesome, man. So what's next for you? What are you working on,
man? Really, like I said, like since March 1st today, really, that's my start of like the whole performance type of thing. Like I'm finna tap into that. Like in February, I really locked myself in and just did beats like the whole month, just racking up on product. That way, while I'm doing this, somebody hit me up for a beat. I already got it ready
to go. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm still making beats, you know what I'm saying? But it's just now that I'm like on to like something else, like I wanted to make sure I had like beats wrapped up. So that's pretty much what I'm on this month, like performing, monetizing the internet. Like I told you earlier, you know, I just got I just tapped in with the IG Reels and stuff like that. So I didn't even know you could monetize that at first, but now it's actually happening and I'm seeing it. So that's what I'm tapped in on now, like just getting that right.
It's another revenue stream.
Yeah, boom. That's really. And then I actually love that. So why not monetize doing something that I love to do?
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I had got a piece of paper, bro, and I just wrote down a whole bunch of stuff that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like even before I came here, I just like made like little lines on the side and just started writing like ideas of how I can monetize
that.
What I love doing. Yeah. And the list is from top to bottom. And really, that's what I'm on right now, just doing what I love, monetizing it, you know. like once I get tired or whatever, I'm on to the next.
We'll move on, yeah.
And you know, of course, I'm gonna make sure I done built that to where, you know, people are grateful for it and, you know, they enjoy the content. But it's just, it's about you.
Yeah.
You know, what you love, that's healthy.
Exactly.
You know, you can't just think about what everybody else want, even though that matters too, because that's how your brand is gonna build. If you see that everybody like what you're doing, don't stop doing it. You know, especially if it's making you money. But
yeah,
you know, still consider what else you like to do, and you know, monetize that. So that what, when people ask me now, when they say like, man, what should I do, man? I'm tired of working my job. I want to be an entrepreneur. First thing I say, like, what you love to do? They say, man, I love cooking. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I just be doing it. I say, monetize
that's
that.
That's it. Yeah, you found say, it.
Start a cooking channel, yeah, on YouTube and, you know, TikTok. It's so many platforms now too.
Yeah.
It's really
TikTok.
Man, what? For real. And TikTok is like so unexpected too. Like, you never know what you're gonna get from TikTok. It just be like, really, I be seeing more followers from people that don't follow me than the people that follow me. Cause really, like, the only people that I know in there is like friends and homies and stuff like that. Everybody else be like from all over the world and country and stuff like that. So
that's why I think in TikTok the followers don't matter as much as they do on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because even though people are following you, they might not even see your stuff.
Oh yeah, because it's so heavy. Like,
yeah,
the traffic is crazy, man.
It's nuts, man. But that algorithm gets your stuff in front of so many people.
Yeah, dude. I peep that. I've been peeping that more lately.
Yeah.
Cause like,
I know you said you were into IG Reels.
The Reels,
just,
yeah.
Put the Reels on TikTok.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Yeah, I copy and paste the caption.
Yeah.
And I put it on Twitter too, you know,
yeah.
Snapchat. Even though them ain't like popular, it's like still, as long as there's still people there, get it there.
It's still considered consistency.
Yeah, still. Because you never know. You never know what platform you might blow up on. Even YouTube, people underrate YouTube, like. You know, it's so many places, but I feel like TikTok definitely.
Yeah.
TikTok swinging on everybody right
now.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
So
I say taking out Instagram.
Yeah, TikTok and Instagram. My little brother had texted me earlier. He was like, should he get a Twitter? And I was like, you can, but I said definitely get a IG and a TikTok for his business page.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, definitely get all that for your business page that way.
Nice.
It makes sense, bro. That's where everybody at.
Yeah. You gotta go where the eyeballs are.
Yeah, like, you're not going, like, say if you got like a food product, you're not just going to want to put it in corner stores. Eventually, you're going to want to put it in Walmart, Target.
Go big,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, put it where the eyes is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that's why there's a lot of people, man, and I've gotten some pushback on my TikTok talks because they're like, oh, it's China this and China that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I got to go where the eyeballs are, man.
Yeah. Like,
it don't matter who owns it, right?
For sure, yeah. Do what?
A stage is a stage.
And really, to tell you the truth, like, even though, because I was thinking about that too, like, as far as like who own the platforms and who own this, who own that. Really, if you doing your thing through that, and it's building your own what you got going on, all you really doing is using it.
Yeah,
exactly. It ain't like you wearing an Instagram shirt or like you.
I'm not going on there to be influenced, you know, like, I'm just going on there to promote.
You're using it, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that's where it's at. And, I mean, why do people buy advertisements? I just had told somebody about this is like my favorite example right now with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So McDonald's pay for ads when it comes to the Super Bowl, you know, Nike, all these other people. So, like, what would make a person feel like they so special? Like, that's what I tell people now. Like, when they ask me, like, man, I want to market this, but I don't want to pay QC Media or Fourth Quarter TV or Say Cheese. And I ask them, wait, did I say QC Media right?
Yeah.
I got to make sure they're my people. I got to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out J-Rod for sure. But I tell them, like, if you ain't paying for... If McDonald's can pay for an advertisement, and they big, they over a billion served daily and all that, what makes you feel like you special, and that you can't like grow your brand?
Yeah,
you know, everybody do it. Everybody buys ads. That's what I tell people now. You know, so don't be scared. You know, buy advertisements. Buy, you know, pay to get yourself on these pages and stuff like that, bro. The big people do it.
Use the platforms, man. Use the platforms.
Yeah. Yeah. Super Bowl is everybody watching. So, of course, you know, Nike going to tap in. Who else I seen? Doritos. They crazy with it. They crazy with the commercials. Yeah.
Always.
Doritos, I feel like Doritos be having the best Super Bowl commercials for sure. Yeah, they always got some dope stuff. But
yeah, they put a lot of money into that.
For sure, man.
But it pays off.
Numbers, yeah. Yeah, it pays off, bro.
It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers
That's
game.
That's all it is. It's a numbers game.
Big facts, bro.
Yeah, the more you blast your stuff out there. That's why with the podcast stuff, I usually do one a day.
Okay.
Because it's like if you're not on Instagram today, you're going to be on there tomorrow.
Boom, consistency.
So, yeah.
Consistency.
So if you're not here today, I'm going to catch you a couple days from now.
Yeah, and I'll be testing out my followers too. Like I see like sometimes I post something in the morning, daytime, nighttime, just to see when I get the most attraction. And even like I was talking to the female artist, Maya Ray. You know, she was saying how, you know, sometimes she posts on certain days. So even like certain days, you could see like, okay, if the people, they more attentive to me on Sunday versus Monday, let me make sure I post on Sunday.
On Sundays, yeah.
You know, and then you could check like if you go live, a lot of people don't know, you can see how many people active. If you about to go live and you go to the section, you could see at the top where it'll say like 200 people active, or it'll show you like how many, you know, so you could take advantage
before
of that
you go
too.
Live. Yeah, it'll show you how many people are actually active on the platform.
I use it for like posting too. Like before I post, I go to that section real quick. If it say like, you know, sometimes in the morning it don't be a lot of people, or like late night. Mm-hmm. So if I see it like in the big hundreds or like 200s, or you know, I say okay, yeah, it's some people active. Only thing about Instagram is the algorithm. Like, you know, they change the timeline and stuff, but
they're always changing it, man.
But see, that's why you
constantly be like
learning
about the
But see that why you said like you gotta post every day.
Yeah.
Just to catch it. Like, you know, somebody might not have been on yesterday and you catch them today, so
yeah, and then he pulls them into your profile and they check out all your other stuff.
So yeah, boom. Yeah. Make sure your page neat, organized, and they can, you know, now you got the reel section, you got the video section. General polls, see what people tagged you, all that stuff. So
yeah, you have to check those analytics, man.
Yeah, that too.
That's super important.
I just got on there. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't on it at first, but that definitely helps.
Yeah, because they'll tell you like what percentage of your audience is male, female, where are they from, what age they are. You know, it's like what time they're active.
And you could use that to determine what content you're gonna post. Yeah. So
you can use that in your marketing strategy.
Boom, bro. It's a marketing game, man.
That's all it is.
When I peeped that about like the brand and marketing, like, you know, because I heard a producer say that before, like how he played a beat for one artist, the same artist, and he played it was somebody else's beat, and then he put his beat tag on it, and the next day, because at first they weren't feeling it. Mm-hmm. But when he played it for him the next day with his beat tag on it, it was the hardest thing like to them. Like they was like, oh man, that's hard. But really, it was just because you heard that beat tag.
Yep.
Because you know, okay, this person big. So sometimes your brand can be the difference maker in something that you feel like ain't even that good. But because you connected to it, it make it look even better. Mm-hmm. So
what's your beat tag?
You want me to play it? Or I ain't gonna say it. Cause look, okay, like I do got some beat tags of me saying it, like one of my new ones.
Yeah.
But it's really from like a video that I did. Like I had went to a school, to my little sister's school, and I had made a beat in front of their class, and I made a video and I was like, everybody say Chris-O, and then all the kids scream Chris-O. So I be using that as a beat tag now too. Like really, that's what I do. Like even
I know there was one that I heard before you got here. Yeah. It was a little girl.
Yeah, yeah. That's my original one. Like my first one, I had got that from the internet.
Okay.
Voice tag kings. They do like a lot of or voice tag gods, something like that. But they do like a lot of beat tags for like the industry producers too. So
nice.
I got about like three tags from them. Like I got one, a little girl saying, "Hey, Chris-O made this beat," and I got one, little homie, he saying, "Hey, I know that's Chris-O on them keys."
Nice.
I got one that's like, "Chris-O made this beat." Then I got like a sexy type of female voice,
nice.
that's like, "Hey, Chris-O made this beat." I got a lot of tags though. Like really, the tags is really for like when I started doing like full projects. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want it to be like the same tag on every song, so I switch it up. And I be doing that now too. So
yeah,
like even on the new song I got with Kodak, them coming up with Kodak and Psycho Bob, me, my cousin Yoda, and Taylor, we produced that. I got one of my more laid back tags that people don't hear like that. Cause the main tag is the little girl tag. Yeah. That's pretty much the brand for sure. Like, but, nice. But yeah, man, I be tapping in with other tags too. I got probably about 10 beat tags, bro. Nice. I ain't gonna lie, but you know it keep the creativity.
Yeah.
Cause like certain vibes on certain beats.
I was gonna say on certain songs it fits better than others. Ooh,
yeah. Like the sexy female tag. I ain't gonna lie. I be putting that on my R&B beats. Nice. It be slapping. I ain't gonna care. But it'd be Tim.
That's cool, man.
What's up?
45 minutes, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wanna start wrapping up, or do you got another?
You got more questions, or you know, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. We
vibing.
Yeah, man, we done gave out some game that most people got to pay for. You know,
yeah,
for sure.
So on that note, man, like some of those kids that you said that are just starting out, what kind of advice you got for them? Other than consistency,
being patient, you know, and building and understanding that I'm building. Like, keep that in your mind. Like, don't just think like I'm starting this today and tomorrow is going to be colossal. Like, really, like, picture yourself building a house. When you're building a house, you got to get your different material.
Got to get the foundation first.
Blueprint, man. All that. So, you know, treat your brand like you building it. Don't treat it like a overnight success type of thing, because you, for one, you might not appreciate it as much. And like it is such thing as overnight success. I'm pretty sure some people done did it.
Yeah.
And you know, anything possible. I ain't gonna say what ain't possible, but I feel like my advice would be to grow and build. That way the skill can be there too.
I was just gonna say that you gotta develop certain skills, man. Because if you do kind of blow up in the beginning and you just get all this fame, then it kind of goes to your head a little bit.
Yep.
And you don't have the skill set to repeat that.
So like when you get it, so now when you get in the room with certain people, mm-hmm. and you can't do certain stuff, that's what I be telling my little brother. They're gonna look at you like, man, mm-hmm. he famous, but it ain't adding up.
Just got
like,
lucky.
Yeah. So you want like when I go in the room and it be rappers and stuff and I'm making a beat, like they know like, okay, yeah, this nigga done put in some tone. Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows what he's doing.
you know what he And like that's the stuff they'll say. I'm just keeping it real. Like they'll say that, and they'll be like, "Man, I could tell you be practicing, and you be whoop the wooing and da 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 da." Like, you know, so
yeah, man. Because there's so many little nuances to what you do.
Big facts.
It's like, yeah, you can get lucky and kind of blow up with one thing, but
mm-hmm.
you need all those experiences.
See, experience too. Like, mm-hmm. learn from experience. Like sometimes people be having questions, and I tell them like, let experience teach you. You know, sometimes you ain't going to have the answer to every little thing. You ain't going to know. So you got to go through it. You mess up, learn from it. Mm-hmm. You do right, do it again. You know, so.
And failure is part of it.
Yeah, facts, man.
Yeah,
facts.
Failure is part of it because that's where the lessons are.
Yeah, lessons, man. Learn. And take advantage of knowing what you did wrong. And mm-hmm. that be the thing. People don't take advantage of it. They don't know.
Frustrated too.
Yeah, like
when they fail, it's like, yeah, screw it. It's not for me.
And see, look, like you said, like that's a part of it. So, mm-hmm. so once you understand, that's a part of it. You know, you'll keep going. So, like, yeah, like to the ones that want to produce, be an entrepreneur, whatever you want to do, I say just balance it out. You know, study the game. You know, make sure your skills on point. That way, when you get in front of people, it look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or you know what you're doing. Either one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even if you gotta, even if you practice to where you know how to make it look good,
mm-hmm.
you know, make it look good. But of course, like, you want to get to the point where you just, it's second nature, like, and you're getting paid off of it. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, you want to make sure. I tell people all the time, I don't play with people's money. So when it comes to a service, I make sure I give them that and beyond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
go
saying?
Go above and beyond.
For sure. Yeah. So, yeah, just keep going. Stay consistent. Learn from experience. Be willing to build. Be patient. I feel like them like the main things. And study what you do. Don't just want to do something.
And keep developing. Yeah,
keep developing.
Yeah. Because I know in my video, like, there's so much. There's so much to it, man. Yeah. As soon as you think you know everything, there's something. Yeah, right?
Hey, that's so, facts.
Yeah, you got to keep working on that craft.
Yes, sir.
You got to keep evolving, keep developing, and diversifying.
Mm-hmm.
Diversifying. Because like you said, the beats are kind of getting a little...
Yeah, man. I've been making... I've been making beats for how many days in a year? 365 days a year. And then you got from 13 to 24 almost. So how many days that is of making beats?
Yeah.
Majority of the time, that's what I've been doing since then. Making beats, making music. Like, you know, I still play the piano too. Like, I play for churches,
nice,
weddings, performances. I even be doing like the little, you know, like the tiny desk performances and stuff.
Okay.
There'd be people doing like little stuff like that. I play for them. You know, I done played for funeral stuff, all type of stuff.
Everything.
Everything.
Just a musical dude.
People, I like recently I played in Bayshore. It's like these like wealthy people. I played for them in a penthouse. While they was having like a Christmas party,
nice,
drinking wine and stuff. I'm over there just playing
your stuff.
People coming over there giving me tips, and you know, nice. I made sure I looked nice, made sure I, you know, had my cards on top of the piano.
Yeah.
It was a nice little piano too, nice setup, you know. So that's why I say like what and that was nothing to me, like, cause I do that all the time. So
it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. So and then at the end of the night, ended up making some bread.
Nice.
You know,
that's what it's about.
Yeah, monetize what you love doing.
Having fun and monetizing.
And I say like show people that too, cause you know, even now I still do the IG videos playing the keyboard and stuff, cause you know, I'm showing you that I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit me up, you know, it ain't no question. Like, Chris, so he show it.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
He show it, man. So that's what I tell producers too. Like, if you feel like you ain't standing out, show them what you're doing. Don't just post the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Post the process. You know, post like the little part where you, even if you don't know how to play the piano, show that you're doing what you know how to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and getting better.
Because
people appreciate that. You know, they want to follow you on your journey.
See the process.
Yeah.
I had somebody tell me on my homegirl Ari. She told me the other day, she was like, it's an honor to see you grow. Like, that's crazy. Because, like, and I know, like, she been watching me, like, since I was in high school.
Nice. And so she's seen the whole journey.
See the whole journey, pretty much. You know? Nice. So. That'd be dope. That's dope. I don't even stop and think about stuff like that. But
yeah, because I mean, you're in your own body, right? So you're in yourself.
Tunnel vision, dog.
Yeah, man,
for real.
But then somebody from the outside kind of sees your rise.
Yeah,
and that's awesome, man.
For sure.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're gonna keep an eye on you, man.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, keep your eyes open for sure. It's only gonna get greater, man.
Hell yeah! Yes, so sir. Where can everybody find your stuff?
I'm on Instagram, Youngin Chriso, Youngin without the G, Youngin Chriso, Chriso C H R S O, 813. I'm on TikTok. It's either Youngin Chriso or Youngin Chriso 813. Really, you go on anything, you type in Youngin Chriso, I'm gonna pop up. Yeah. I'm the only Youngin Chriso out there, so just type in Youngin Chriso on anything, and I'm going to pop up for sure.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, for us, it's going to be Blue Box Podcast.
Shout out Blue Box.
Blue Box.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're trying to grow our social media, so if you guys want to go ahead and head over to our Instagram account, it's Blue Box Podcast. Our TikTok account has blown up, man. We got like 4,600 followers
Big
in a couple
facts.
Of weeks.
I gotta follow y'all too, man.
Yeah. And I'm gonna start posting some of this stuff here on TikTok too.
Say
so
love,
I'll tag
bro.
You.
I'll be tapped in, man.
Yeah, and then we're gonna be posting all these episodes on YouTube also. So not only on the podcasting channels like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, but also on YouTube. If you want to follow along, the video podcast there are youtube.blueboxdigital.com. My personal Instagram is blueboxdigital1 with the one after it. I just post like behind the scenes stuff on there. So if you want to follow along there, that's cool too. But other than that, man, thanks again for joining me.
All love, my brother.
Absolutely, yes, sir, man. Yes, you're welcome back anytime.
Yes, sir. For real. We coming back, man. Yeah. When I get my label and stuff, I'm bringing all my artists.
Hell yeah, bring them all in.
For sure, man. Yeah, we gonna have a party. When the plaque come, I'm gonna bring the shot glasses.
We can party in the lounge
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. For sure. Yes, sir. Big celebrations on the way.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
For all of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For all of us. So let's keep it going, man. So thanks again for watching. We'll see you in the next episode.
Most definitely.
Thank you.